This is Soliloquy, the ramblings of a madwoman with a soothing voice. Some days I forget to empathize. It's not a thing I like to admit. My brain often wants to choose the most logical and prudent choice, whatever will ensure my success or my self-preservation. This is not because I am selfish or terrible. This is just a thing that happens. It is neither good or bad. It is simply a thing. Occasionally I get mixed up and I awkwardly have to ask, how am I supposed to feel? Other times I forget the skills I've taught myself. It's uncomfortable to ask what facial expressions I'm supposed to wear during an emotional scenario I'm unfamiliar with, especially if people are unaware of my defects. I've seen enough documentaries, sitcoms, cartoons, and movies to know how I am supposed to interact with my peers. But every now and then, the wires get crossed. There are times when my jokes fall flat because it has slipped my mind to change facial expressions. There's been days when, as an adult woman, I have to be reminded what is and isn't appropriate behavior. Why? Because I've misunderstood my boundaries. These things happen a bit more frequently than I would like to admit. What should come naturally to all people just doesn't. I'm an expensive imitation of a real human interaction, a knockoff so well made it blends in with the rest. Then someone looks a bit too closely and realizes something is off. I am 6 moves ahead of someone who isn't even a player. There are no players. It's just me doing this awful thing I do. I study every move you make. I'm dissecting movement and motion, tones of voice, where your eyes are looking. Are you frightened? Can you tell? I do feel things. Often my emotions are disproportioned for what they are called for. Sometimes I have to turn them off. I've been told it doesn't work like that. It isn't healthy. It isn't normal. I don't like that. There's nothing seriously wrong with me. Not enough so that when I explain this to my loved ones and my doctors, they'll all give me the same look of pity and concern. It's hard to discern if their concern is for me or for themselves. I find that interacting with people I don't respect is a fucked up experiment on appropriate behavior. Speaking at parties, the same rehearsed lines, quips, and jokes, occasionally going off script with a topical anecdote. It's a game of the floor is lava. A nightmare for some, for me, it's just socializing on a hard mode. The balancing act of being interesting enough to be remembered and charming enough to be invited back. Every gathering a masquerade, staying sober and aware, lest the facade slip. And I am exposed as emotionally deformed and with the communication skills of a dead gopher. I just need to hide the rodent corpse just long enough for people to forget my real character.
Sometimes I think about hamster hell. It is a place where all the people who have ever killed a pet go. I call it hamster hell because the starting point. No goldfish or super small turtles. I don't know why. That's just how it is. In hamster hell, you are tortured by giant 7-foot or larger horrific versions of the very animals you neglected to death, to suffer their same fate over and over again for all eternity. I mean, sure, it sounds awful, but at least the name is funny.
I try not to linger around the ones that are not completely enamored by me. They're the people who instantly distrust the pillar of the community years before it's discovered he is secretly a violent pedophile. But don't you worry, he wasn't a molester or a rapist, just a necrophiliac. The ones that I can always tell when someone's a bit off. Most cases are not extreme, as the aforementioned. Usually they're simply an alcoholic or burying a part of themselves that isn't socially acceptable. We've all met one, and there's something uncomfortable about their normalcy. Interacting with them, us, it's an unusual feeling, like watching TV with the sound a millisecond from actually matching the picture. So slightly misaligned, you have to question if it's all in your head because no one else seems to notice. Do you scream or silently, complacently resign yourself to the facade until some poor sap digs up your justification decades later? Are you special, exceptionally insightful, just judgy? No one knows.
Thank you for listening to Soliloquy, The Expanse by Alexander Nakara, Smile by Alex Sound, 4-Bit Games by Sasha Endy, The Dark and Cold by Sasha Schultz, Relaxing Piano Improvisation by Alexander Nakara, Sound Effects by Zapsplat.com.